Humans aren't the only ones pairing up for Valentine's Day. It's breeding season for the African penguins at the New England Aquarium. The aquarium is one of about 50 facilities nationwide working to protect the species from extinction. WBUR's Barbara Moran takes us behind the scenes to see how penguins get it done.
Getting animals to breed in a zoo or an aquarium can be tricky. And penguins like their surroundings just right.
So as we enter this first room, this is where our nesting setup is.
All right.
So we'll kind of go...
Smells like fish.
It certainly does.
Penguin trainer Nick Vitale says the small cinder block room is set up to mimic breeding conditions in the wild. Sorta. There, African penguins burrow down into sand or guano to build nests. And here, upside-down plastic bins with openings in the side serve as penguin caves. One female steps out and glares at us, eyes narrowed. She's only 2 feet tall, but she looks ferocious.
African penguins are a really territorial species, and as we get into the breeding season, their aggression levels and their territoriality is going to only increase.
Vitale offers her a treat, an 8-inch-long chunk of garden hose, which she accepts. The other penguins take notice.
These are popular. They're all coming. Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness, they're running. Wow, who knew? I guess you knew.
So African penguins really love to collect objects and bring them back to their nests. And our hope is that when we provide them all of these objects, that they get it in their head and get the gears turning that, oh, maybe it's time to go through that season.
The aquarium tracks each penguin's pedigree and every year picks a few pairs for breeding. They look for couples that will make the best contribution to the species' genetic diversity. The aquarium and about 50 other institutions all share genetic data, and sometimes actual penguins, to ensure a healthy gene pool. Some of the African penguins here have stuck with one mate for their whole lives. Two of them are Durban and Harlequin. She's the one giving us the evil eye.
So they have been together for over 24 years. So their 25th anniversary is coming up soon, and they have just kind of been inseparable.
Harlequin stopped eating a couple days ago, usually a sign that an egg is on the way. And sure enough, the trainers spy one in the nest, the first egg of the breeding season.
All right, so Nick was able to retrieve the egg from under Durban.
Eric Fox, assistant curator of penguins, cradles it in the palm of his hand. It looks just like a jumbo chicken egg.
It's nice and warm, which means the parents are sitting on it perfectly. That's exactly what we want to feel. We're all excited to know that 40 days from now, come early March, we are going to hopefully see an egg emerge into a chick.
Over the years, the staff has learned a lot about raising baby penguins. That comes in handy when they assist colleagues who work with orphaned or abandoned chicks in the field. And if this egg hatches, it'll be Durbin and Harlequin's 9th chick together. That seems worth celebrating. Maybe with romantic fish pie. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.